Washington reporting on the CBS Radio Network. The Senate opens debate today on a resolution that calls for appointment of a special Watergate prosecutor from outside the government. The resolution is sponsored by Republican Senator Edward Brooke of Massachusetts, and it's endorsed by Hugh Scott, the Senate's Republican leader. CBS News correspondent Bob Schieffer reports that Attorney General-designate Elliot Richardson is holding a news conference later today, perhaps to announce the appointment of an outside prosecutor. The New York Times reports that when Robert Cushman was deputy director of the Central Intelligence Agency in 1971, he authorized the use of CIA material in the burglary of Daniel Ellsberg's psychiatrist's office. Cushman is now commandant of the Marine Corps. The judge in Ellsberg's Pentagon Papers trial is expected to give defense attorneys more information today on links between the trial and the White House. Reports in both Time and Newsweek say that John Dean, recently ousted by President Nixon as a White House aide, is prepared to testify that the president knew about the attempt to cover up the Watergate story much earlier than Mr. Nixon says he did. According to these reports, Dean will say the president personally congratulated him last September for helping to arrange the cover-up. Flood troubles in Colorado. Some details after this message.
Next time you're in the drugstore buying antacid tablets, take a look at Digel first. Digel tablets even look different from plain antacids because they're made from two kinds of medicine. The white layer of Digel contains powerful antacids to neutralize excess acidity. But the yellow layer is patented simethicone, an anti-gas medicine not found in plain antacids. Many doctors agree common indigestion often comes from excess acid and gas. To relieve both, you need Digel. It's two kinds of medicine for two kinds of relief.
I can always tell when I'm getting sunburned.
It's too cloudy to get a burn.
You just heard two people getting overdone by the sun. Tonight, they'll need Solarcane, America's number one relief for sunburn pain. Solarcane is specially formulated to relieve the pain and itching of sunburned skin fast. So when you're overdone by the sun, relieve sunburn pain fast with soothing, cooling Solarcane.
There's been a lot of wet weather in Colorado. Rain in the Denver area, snow up in the mountains. And more than 3,500 persons have been forced to leave their homes because of the fear of floods. Colonel William Allen, director of the Colorado Office of Emergency Preparedness, explains why so many people are affected.
We felt desirable as a precautionary measure to direct the people to evacuate those areas on both sides of the Platte River, and that evacuation went forward. In another isolated area where we had an irrigation ditch that broke its banks and fed into a reservoir, kind of a lake on a golf course, and that appeared as though it was going to break and flood a number of the homes. We did order evacuation of those homes as a precautionary measure while we tried to make repairs, which has succeeded in containing it to the extent that only a few of those homes were actually flooded.
Colonel Allen says the evacuees will not be allowed to go home until all flood danger is clearly passed. Left-wing guerrillas in Mexico are still holding the U.S. diplomat they kidnapped Friday night in Guadalajara. The abductors had promised that Consul General Terrence Leonhardi would be released as soon as the Mexican government turned 30 prisoners loose and flew them to Cuba. The 30 are now in Havana, but the kidnappers reportedly have added new demands. A note has been received in Leonhardi's handwriting saying he's in good health and is being well treated. Israel is celebrating its 25th anniversary today with a large display of military hardware, its biggest ever. Hundreds of planes flew over Jerusalem and other cities as tanks and other weapons were paraded through the streets. The procession through Jerusalem lasted 3 hours. Hundreds of thousands of Israelis and foreign visitors lined the parade route with large numbers of soldiers on hand to maintain security. Among those in the main reviewing stand was Israel's first premier, David Ben-Gurion. More news in a moment.
And now a few words about the Quiet Company.
The other day, my friend Gene asked me why Northwestern Mutual Life calls itself the Quiet Company. Is it because nobody ever heard of them? No, I said. Enough people have heard of them to make them the seventh largest life insurance company in the country. The reason they're the Quiet Company is because they spend a lot more time finding out what people want in their life insurance rather than telling people what they ought to have. That's why.
Northwestern Mutual Life. The Quiet Company people have been talking about for over 100 years.
Today is the first day of the rest of your life. Start it right with Total.
don't just talk about getting in shape. Do it. Live right, eat right. Start with good-tasting Total cereals at breakfast. Each ounce of original or corn Total gives you 100% of the minimum daily adult requirement of vitamins and iron. Remember,
today is the first day of the rest of your life. Start it right with Total.
Communist-led troops in Cambodia have wrecked a tanker that was trying to make it up the Mekong River to Phnom Penh with fuel supplies. The Vera 1, a Panamanian flagship, was about 28 miles from the capital when it was hit by machine gun fire from the shore and set ablaze. The crew escaped. The rest of the convoy has now reached Phnom Penh. Today in Washington, the House considers a supplemental funding bill that includes money to continue U.S. bombing in Cambodia. Dallas Townsend, CBS News.